Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Morning, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Trace Chingler tweets in, I miss Ben, and you guys are doing great. Entertaining job. Good morning. I like that.
Both are possible.
Both things are possible. You can miss Ben. I miss Ben. I miss Ben so much. In fact, we're going to do an entire segment dedicated to his greatness. And by greatness, I do mean greatness. I've had some fun moments on the show. Certainly, Paulie has. Nobody has brought more joy to the city of San Diego. Nobody. Than Ben Higgins. Nobody.
A threesome would be fun.
Exactly. Tatis, maybe. It's Tatis, then Ben. Right? At least in the last few years. He is an absolute treasure, a gem. And, you know, meeting Ben put my career on a totally, totally different trajectory. And we'd be lost without him. So every day at 7, we're going to do Benthology. It's a history in Ben. Also, we're not going to be doing Take on Woods, obviously, because Paulie's not going to host it. It's just a lot. It's a lot of work with me as the host. Ben is a great game show host. He's so good at it. That's half the fun of
a lot
Take
of buttons,
on Woods.
Yeah, 2 second songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping
exactly.
Score.
But we are going to play a game, and we'd love you if you want to qualify for the Westgate Las Vegas giveaway. It's a 2-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, VIP pot at the Sportsbook, $250 in food and beverage. Legendary Vegas fun. Call now, 833-288-0973. We're going to play you a clip from one of Ben's raps, from Ben Reed's raps. And all you have to do is give us title and artist, and you're going to qualify.
So we're going to fill up the lines.
Yep, fill up the lines.
And we're going to go blind.
First guy gets it, you get it. It's over.
Next first guy misses, we'll just go down the line.
It's very simple. Now, I say it's simple, it's not. Like, if you heard the song, you'd go, oh, that's blank by blank.
Right.
But with him reading it, it's a little more difficult. So you're going to just have to identify which rap song. But we thought a great place to start for Benthology today would be the one time that we pranked him. I do not like pranks. I don't like being pranked.
They're mean. Especially at work.
And on radio, oh my God. Like, you could really mess with somebody's psyche on the radio. But there was one time I thought, you know what? I'm going to do this. And he handled it well. So he's got these liners, right? And I have them now. You just heard me read one for the Westgate Las Vegas giveaway.
We had a contest that we were doing, the biggest fan.
Yeah, biggest fan.
Call in now. You'll be entered to win
and every
whatever
day,
grand prize.
It was call in. If your name is, you know, Paul Reindl, you got
10 minutes
to call, blah, blah, blah. So I had Paulie change the name because he does the one thing about him. It's not a knock. He's in his own world. It's Ben world. Like, he gets through it. He plows through it. He's a fullback. He does, you know, he just reads what's on the paper, and we go from there. And so I messed with him a little bit, and this is what happened when he read.
We're going to go back to January 17th of 2020.
Oh, my God.
833-288-0973. You got 10 minutes. Dixie Normus. Dixie. Why are you laughing?
Oh, my God.
That's the name on my list here.
What was it again?
Dixie Normus.
You can hear when he gets it.
Oh, you're doing the Simpsons thing.
The wheels are turning.
No, I've never watched The Simpsons, Ben.
The Bart Simpson.
Oh, God.
I'm pouring sweat right now.
I was so nervous.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why? I instantly regret. I am sick today. Really, today of all days.
I instantly regret what just happened.
I've been nervous for the last hour.
I'm shaking right now.
I've been like, oh God.
Ben, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm not even at my best.
I'm not even at my best.
I'm so sorry.
It worked, though. He actually did.
I didn't even look at it
until the last second. Proof that he is Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
My heart right now. My heart is pounding out of my chest.
Really? Right before the raps, too, you just want to make me feel as bad as possible?
Yeah, it's like a pile on.
My heart's like already racing because I remember that feeling like, all right, we have an hour and 45 minutes until this happens.
Hour and 10.
We have an hour.
As he started to read it, I just remember putting my head down almost between my legs and going, oh, God, is he going to catch on? And if he does say it, it's going to be amazing. And he'd play it again.
833-288-0973. You got 10 minutes. Dixie. Dixie Normus. Dixie. Why are you laughing?
My reaction remains
the same. That's the name on my list here.
Paulie.
What was it again?
Dixie Normus.
Right there. You hear it. Right there. They got me.
The double.
Dixie Normus.
Normus. I can't believe it,
dude. You're doing that Simpsons thing on me.
I don't watch The Simpsons, but I just thought that it was a funny thing for him
Bart
to say.
Would call the bar and Mo would answer and he's like, hello, I'm calling for Seymour Butts.
Hello, is there a Seymour Butts here?
Ours was better. Paulie, do we have callers on the line?
We do. All right. Lines are lighting up.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you the clip, so make sure you listen. This is from Ben Reed's Raps. We're going to do this every day to qualify people. We don't, you know, we could just say, hey, call in, you'll qualify, but we make you work a little bit.
Earn it a little
bit. Yeah, just earn it just a little
bit. I mean, the other qualifiers for this month are... They had to act. They really had to earn it.
They had to earn it. They had to earn it.
Caller, who's this?
Todd James from San Diego.
All right, buddy.
James,
are you ready for this? All we need is title or artist, and you qualify.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, here you go.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical D in your bushes.
Any idea?
Biggie Smalls, It Was All a Dream.
Can't do it.
Sorry.
Can't do it, man.
Oh, man.
All right. Next caller up. Can you steal it?
Who's this?
Hello?
Hi,
who's this?
Hey, it's Eric from San Marcos.
What's up, buddy?
All right, Eric, here's the song.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical D in your bushes.
Title.
That's the Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
Juicy.
No.
That is not it.
Next.
All right, next up.
I mean, somebody can steal this easily.
I mean, I'm surprised it got to three.
I know.
Next caller, who's this?
Hi.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio. Live. Do you guys know...
Riveting.
Do we know how phones? Just next. I mean, if somebody says hello, typically you want to say hello back.
Let's try this one again. Next caller, who's this?
Victor.
Hey, Victor. How are you? Please guess this right so we can be done with this.
To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical.
You're a winner. Big Papa.
Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G.
Thank you,
Victor. Stay on hold. I'll get you information when we go to break.
Victor, you have qualified for the chance to win our grand prize at the Westgate Las Vegas. Two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino. VIP pod at the Sportsbook. $250 in food and or beverages. Legendary Vegas fun. That was legendary radio fun on Ben and Woods.
What in the hell?
It didn't go as well as I thought it would in my mind. So maybe
I thought when I turned on the phone, say hello.
Maybe we switch it up tomorrow. Paulie, what do you think?
I think we'll discuss it on the golf course today.
We'll
brainstorm some plans.
Yes, we will. But no.
In theory, I thought it would be a pretty simple way.
I do like Benthology, though. I like celebrating Ben because he is such a valuable part of the show. He provides so much entertainment. And, you know, Ben has been known to Ben-splain things to us before. Ben is very guilty of mansplaining, but he does it to us, so we call it Bensplaining. And we'll have more Benthology highlights for you throughout the rest of the week and into next week as well. So back to some Padres talk. They're going to be taking on the A's tonight, Paulie, and just doing a quick check of the A's right now. They got a guy on the bump today named James, I believe it's Caprellian. Was a really high draft pick by the Yankees years ago, but he is a guy that is held through injury after injury. He is a 27-year-old. I think he qualifies as a rookie, and he's got dynamite stuff. So here we go again. Another.
I'm so sick of this crap.
I'm telling you. I know you're mad. I know that you get upset when I say a guy has good stuff. He's got really good stuff. The Padres are going to have.
He's a major league pitcher. Of course he has really good stuff.
Well, listen, I've seen plenty of them that don't. Not like this. So right now they're battling. They're
going to come out here and look like Jacob DeGrom
tonight.
There's
no doubt. There's almost no doubt.
I mean, this is a team that, you know, goes up to L.A. and can take down Kershaw, Bauer, Bueller.
Right.
But then these no-name guys coming to town.
Yeah, from the Marlins and
yes,
and
they
stuff.
Have good stuff. They're throwing 96, 97. They've got movement. I get it. They're big league pitchers, though. Like, why are we making these guys that you've never heard of? We literally, like, how do you say his name? And they come out and they look like a Cy Young winner.
Yep, it's been a thing this year. But you know what, man? 56-45. They're 5 games back of Houston right now. Now they have lost 3 in a row away from Oakland. They're 26-21. I mean, a pretty decent team. Plus run differential of 39 runs. I mean, they can play. They've always been able to. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Again, like I said, they've lost 3 in a row. On the ropes a little bit. You got to go out. You got to score early and often tonight. And it, you know, look, it's going to be Paddock against Caprellian. Which Chris Paddock are we going to get? Hopefully the one that pitched his ass off the last time out. And, yeah, I mean, these are games, though. Ben kind of laid it out yesterday as far as this is the time. You know, you're going to be home a bunch. After the A's leave, it's just a short little 2-game series, Paulie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like Rockies, and it's Diamondbacks, and it's back up to Oakland for a couple. Then it's back down for, you know, Rockies again. This is the time. It kind of...
You've got to make some movement.
It kind
Don't the Dodgers
starts,
and Giants play tonight, too? They start it, another series?
It kind of starts today. Like, it really, really starts today. Like... I know the All-Star break is kind of the reset, and you had this long road trip marred by rain, marred by a shooting, you know, so many rain delays, et cetera, et cetera. You came out of there with a winning record. That's fine, 6-5 or whatever it was. Look, that's okay. That's okay, but you got to start now. I hope that that's the message in the clubhouse for the guys. I know they know. I know they look ahead at the schedule and go, all right, man, we got to dominate, and it starts right now.
You got the Dodgers and Giants start a 3-game series tonight. So somebody's got to lose there.
Yep.
So you have a chance to make up some ground just in the next 3 days. You look over the next 3 weeks, as you were just talking about, Woods, 2 versus Oakland at home, 4 Colorado at home. Then we go up to 2 games in Oakland, 3 back home against Arizona, 3 at home against Miami. Then you go on the road to 4 against Arizona. Then you have 3 in Colorado.
Yeah, you
got to
win.
You have got to win those games.
You do. Just got a tweet. Ken Rosenthal just dropped a tweet. That's fairly interesting.
I saw that.
It says Eric Hosmer has a limit. I mean, everyone is writing about Eric Hosmer being moved. All right. Mm-hmm. It says Eric Hosmer has a limited 10-team no-trade clause for 2021. The teams he can block these. Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, Oakland, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Seattle, Toronto. Texas is not on that list. Joey Gallo plays for Texas.
Washington, not on that list?
Washington, not on that list.
Okay.
Very, very interesting. So Rosenthal just dropped that in The Athletic.
Sure feels like this is kind of a where there's smoke, there's fire
Dude, I'm with you.
Right?
I'm with you 100%.
His name wasn't in trade rumors last year. It wasn't in trade rumors the year before that. Like you said, Will Myers, he's dealt with this every year except for last year.
Georgie says, you're making the exact argument why we need another consistent clutch bat in the lineup. Team ERA is 4th in baseball. I get it. You can do both. You absolutely can add a bat, and you absolutely can add an arm. Because, again, if you look at the bullpen as it is right now, and the starters are doing a little bit better. They're pitching a little bit longer, and everyone's all excited because we had 2 guys go 6 innings back-to-back. you know, yippee, this is what they're going to be doing. They're going to try to get length out of those guys. And they are going to be getting Strom back. And Lamet's probably going to move into the pen. But we'll see. We'll see how effective he is, how healthy he is. You need help pitching. You cannot go into October with this as your pitching staff and your bullpen. I don't think.
I mean, if everybody gets to their top elite form, yeah, you're probably okay. That's asking a lot for all five guys in your rotation.
You absolutely can do both, and I really, really believe in my heart of hearts that AJ Preller will. I really expect to see at least one bullpen arm and a bat by Friday, and maybe a starting pitcher.
I would say I would probably throw in a starting pitcher as well.
Should be interesting.
I think I would put a starting pitcher ahead of a relief pitcher, because whatever starting pitcher you add, that will bump
somebody
into the bullpen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, so unless you trade Weathers, I guess.
We're going to continue to monitor this. Mike tweets in, reading this, I know Hosmer will waive his no-trade clause to go to San Francisco. He will murder us the rest of the year. I don't think they're going to trade any pieces with San Francisco. I feel pretty good about that. I don't think you're going to see a lot of moves between the Dodgers and Padres and Giants and Dodgers in the next few days. So we will keep you apprised of that as we move forward. Coming up next, though, don't do this. Men being creepy and getting a pass for it yet again. Be right back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. We do this every day. Three stories that make you shake your head from the world of sports. First, though, got a tweet from Kim yesterday and asked if I could give a shout-out. And I said, sure. And then I forgot, because I always forget. And then she just tweeted me, please don't forget. So I'm glad you reminded me, Kim. Shout-out for Parkview Little League, 10U and 11U, teams that recently became Section 7 District 42 champs. Both teams now in the SoCal Baseball Championship Tournament play Tuesday night. So shout out to Parkview Little League from Ben and Woods. That's not a don't do this.
Shout out.
Shout out, Paul.
Shout out.
This is a don't do this. So Simone Biles, I was coming into work this morning, and it's kind of everywhere right now, said that she withdrew from the Olympics, right? She had to withdraw from the women's team gymnastic final as Russia took the gold. And said she had to be attended to by the trainer. And the quote was, Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue. She'll be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. I have not seen an update, Paulie. The don't do this is for the edgelords that are already ripping on her. Because what it turns out is, I believe it's a mental health issue.
Yeah, those were the first reports I saw were mental health issues, and then they quickly changed it to medical issues. So not exactly sure what was going on there, but definitely saw a lot of people very similar to like the Naomi Osaka story from a few weeks back.
Yes.
You know,
I don't like to make broad generalizations. I really don't. Like, I don't think all men are bad. I don't think all women are bad. I don't think, you know, I think there are some men that are bad. And I think there are some women that are bad. You know, some kids are awful. Some kids are great. It happens. Everybody's different. I will say this, though. If you crap on somebody with mental health issues, you're garbage, right? And
you're a bad person.
Yeah, you're a bad person. Like, if you look at that and go, couldn't even handle it. You know, couldn't even handle it in the Olympics. I mean, she's literally one of the greatest athletes to ever grace this planet. Ever.
Yeah.
And whatever
she's proven time and time again, 100%. She can handle it.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. And who knows? You know, who knows what somebody's going through? I'm a walking example of it right now. Today. I've been mired in it, Paulie, for a month. Hard to get my head right, you know? And if you crapped on me, I think you're garbage, you know? And I think it's something that has touched our show tremendously. Everybody we know, tremendously. And I think if you have one of those edgy takes, I really legit think, like, if you're out there tweeting about, you know, how soft she is or whatever, and there will be that today. You will see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will see it today. And it's really unfortunate. I'm going to do my best to ignore them because it's just not the case. She is an absolute beast.
Well, those people aren't worth arguing.
Yeah.
They're not worth your time.
Exactly right, man. And people are struggling right now.
Like, this girl has proven on the Olympic stage that she's more than capable of handling it. You know, these athletes, doesn't matter what sport or how many times they've been to the Olympics, like, this is their entire life.
That's it, man.
You think she's just going to walk away because it's of some no big deal? Not at all.
It's whatever she's going through, man, wish her the very best. And I hope that she, you know, basically can get back to where, you know, she wants to be, right? She doesn't owe anybody anything. So, yeah, if you rip on her today, I think that's kind of garbage, man,
because yeah,
people are struggling, dude. If you are, go get help. You know, I started my therapy last Friday solo, and, you know, so far so good. I'm going again on Friday. I mean, it doesn't mean you're weak.
Nope.
It means you need help, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for it. There's my soapbox.
All righty. Next up, we got a update on the Deshaun Watson saga with the Houston Texans. Watson's attorney spoke with ESPN yesterday. Rusty Harden is his lawyer, and which is a weird name, Rusty Harden. But I digress.
That's a big digression.
he was talking with the media and just said, look, so 22 women total have made claims that Watson sexually assaulted them during different massage sessions. They have gotten 10 official complaints now to the police, the Houston Police Department. 8 of the women have cooperated with the police department. They have submitted their case. There's still a couple of other women that are in the process of doing that. And then the lawyer did say there's like 10 or 12 women that they actually really don't know anything about still, and they are still investigating. So it's an ongoing saga.
I don't understand. Like, why hasn't the NFL stepped in and done the...
I was just going to say, I mean, training camp starts this week. Like, Deshaun Watson is expected to be there. He doesn't want to play in Houston. He wants to be traded.
But he doesn't want to get fined $50,000 a day. Which, right. Hey, I understand that move on his part.
Totally, I get
it. That being said, why hasn't the NFL stepped in yet to say, hey, man, we're going to put all this on hold? This happened 5 months ago.
It's
been longer than that. What's been going on? Like,
I don't
how
know.
Does he walk through the front door today? And I understand, you know, look, everyone wants to talk about due process. It's the same thing with Trevor Bauer. The NFL has every right to say, nope, we're just like MLB did. Nope.
Commissioner's list, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you got to do, I don't understand.
Like, can you imagine, like, thank God MLB wasn't that stupid. I mean, can you imagine?
And just let him pitch?
If they just said, well, you know, his court date's not for a month,
let him throw.
We're just, you know, every time he has to go face that. No, screw, like, just get him out of there. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I turn on, you know, you flip on NFL Network, you see any of these highlights, and there's Deshaun Watson doing a press conference or whatever. It's like, it's got the image as if business as usual, nothing's wrong, and I think it's a bad look.
Very, very strange. This is the worst. This is maybe the worst story from the Olympics, and there's been some bad ones. I had read about this, forgot about it, man. I meant to bring it up on the show, and then yesterday it popped up again, and I went, oh my God, this is unbelievable when you hear this story. There is an Olympic fencer, a male Olympic fencer, by the name of Alan Hadzik, okay? And apparently he is a really, really good fencer. So good, in fact, that they had to create a safety plan for him to be able to travel to the Olympics.
Because he's a threat?
Nope. Well, yes. He has multiple allegations of sexual assault and complaints from dozens of people, including his own teammates. So he secured his spot on the team, and six women fencers wrote to the Olympic Committee asking that he be removed from the team. He was under investigation for multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. All right, it's not his first go-around with accusations like this. When he was a student at Columbia, he was well known as a serial abuser who targeted drunk women at parties. So what did they do? Instead of saying, bro, you got six allegations against you. Sorry, you can't go to the Olympics. They said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a safety plan. This is USA Fencing. We're going to fly you out on a different plane. You're going to stay in a hotel outside the Olympic Village. You're also not going to be able to practice with women teammates. Are you joking? Just boot him. Boot him from the team.
That's not a guy you need on your team.
And it says he complained about the plan, saying he was denied his Olympic experience. He tried to appeal the ruling. After the entire roster.
Olympic experiences are not rights. They are privileges. Mm-hmm. And when you act like a major creep and are a weirdo and have this history, you are not owed anything.
It's crazy. I mean, again, they create a whole plan around this guy. And it's been, the allegations are well documented with this guy, going back, again, to his days at Columbia. And instead of creating a plan to, slide him in there, you should have just said, guys, there's no way. And he's an alternate, by the way. He's an alternate. And it's just like, you're doing this for this guy? It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me at all. So we'll see how that that plays out. That is Don't Do This. Disturbing Don't Do This today, for sure.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Paulie, I'm getting accused of, remember, I don't say it twice, dude?
Yeah.
So our buddy Kyle from Vista says, are we going to have another one of those saga? Because you said title or artist. And the first caller said Biggie when we did the game. And I said, he missed the title, though. He said, but you said title or artist. I said title and artist.
I
always say title and artist.
Yeah.
He said, but you said or, not and. At least that time, probably not any other times the rules were laid out. I said title and artist. Dude, I don't say it twice.
I have not listened to this. Dude. I just went and pulled the tape. I have not listened to it.
I haven't either. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you the clip, so make sure you listen. This is from Ben Reed's Raps. We're going to do this every day to qualify people. We don't, we could just say, hey, call in, you'll qualify, but we make you work a little bit.
Earn it a little
bit. Yeah, just earn it just a little
bit. I mean, the other qualifiers for this month are, they had to act. They caller, who's this?
Todd James from San Diego.
All right, buddy.
James,
are you ready for this? All we need is title or artist, and you qualify.
Oh!
Got me. Got me.
Wow.
The other guy didn't get me. The real don't say it twice. So what's his name? The guy that called in?
I don't remember.
We disqualify him too. Thanks a lot, Kyle. Thanks a lot, Paul.
You're the one that screwed up.
I know. I did. He's right.
We went over it.
It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. And I am a big man. Very, very big man.
You are a big man.
Coming up next, we're going to set up tonight's game. Padres A's, and again, at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Jessica Kleinschmidt, 835 Jesse Agler. We've got an Incorporator word for him that is going to blow you away. So we will be back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3.
They will both be with us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Woods. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet.
Just wave your hand or something. Give me a cue before I know you're going to remind me of something. All right?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Benny out on vacation. You couldn't tell. Me and Paulie in here trying to hold it down as best we can. You know, no game last night. I was like, yeah, there's no game to talk about. Have some fun. Get a little loose. Tomorrow, we will have a game to break down. It's the A's are in town. James Caprellian on the bump tonight against Chris Paddock. A couple of hard-throwing right-handers. And Paulie asked me a question at the break. You know, hey, what's the lineup look like tonight? Right? What's the lineup look like?
If you're putting your best lineup together, all you know, everybody's healthy, everybody's had the day off now. You can't get Frazier, Cronenworth, Hosmer, and Myers all in the lineup, can you?
You can if Tommy Pham gets a night off. You can if.
But I'm assuming he's playing after a day off.
I would assume the same thing. So Caprellian again, right-hander. So let's say you're just going to stack lefties in your lineup. So maybe Myers gets the day off. Frazier plays right. You know, I have no idea. Here's the other thing. You got to remember this, too.
Hosmer got off. You move Myers to first. You move Cronenworth to first and Cronenworth. Frazier at second.
Yeah, Cronenworth to first. Here's the thing, though. Do you expect, like, are you going to read a lot into the lineup today? Like, if Hosmer is not in the lineup today, do we assume he's being traded? I do. It's a lefty. He's had a pretty good month of July so far. His hit. Hosmer's a lefty. Caprellian's a righty. Like you'd think he'd be playing first base, but you also can't run the risk of getting him injured if you're about to move him. If there's actual fire to all this smoke. And again, this is not us.
Or do you need him out there to keep proving that he could help a team?
Man,
in the second half of the season.
I don't know. I mean, like one game, like, ooh, I wasn't sure. Now I'm sold on Haas. He made a nice pick and hit a, you know, single. I don't know. I really don't. I have no idea. I know I'm going to probably overreact to the lineup when I see it, but that's how I roll. But I do think Adam Frazier's got to be in the lineup.
I would say with 99.9% certainty that Adam Frazier will be in the lineup tonight.
And again, I'm assuming he's here. I'm assuming he got here yesterday. I'm assuming he's going to be ready to go today. Got the new uni, the whole bit. Heading to the ballpark here in a little bit to get acclimated, get locked in, do the things he needs to do. I'm assuming they're going to run him out there tonight. Right? So if that's the case, I certainly don't want to see Cronenworth get a night off.
Yeah, I looked at his appearances. Adam Frazier, that is. So in 101 games with Pittsburgh so far, 94 appearances at second base. He's played there. He's a second baseman.
Pretty much second baseman.
He can play outfield.
That says a lot to me. That says that Crow's going to be playing first base. I'm reading between the lines. That's just how I feel. I feel like that again, with Rosenthal tweeting about it, with so many people in the national media talking about Eric Hosmer being moved, I got to imagine that's fairly on the table right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at that lineup tonight. If Eric Hosmer's not in that lineup tonight,
well, the alternative would be that Cronenworth's on the move. Right. We don't even want to put that into existence.
It is absolute hug watch time. Whew, man. Twitter's going to absolutely explode if this happens. So we'll be monitoring Twitter right now. Our buddy Josh tweets in, Padres almost have to overpay for Scherzer, because if they don't, he'll end up with the Giants or Dodgers, and we'll be effed.
That's a good point.
I mean, any of those three teams, it's going to be an overpay for Max Scherzer. It has to be. Now, unless you win the World Series, then it's not an overpay anymore.
No.
You won the World Series. Do we need to check traffic, Paulie?
Yes,
let's check traffic. We'll be right back to this discussion. Sorry. Very smooth.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Dell Technologies. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything at you. Yes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech advice you need to navigate whatever you're up against. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro. Get on that.
Very well done, Paulie. What were you saying? Tonight's lineup. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what's going to happen today. The smoke is just, I mean, it's billowing right now. And I know Padre fans are excited. They're nervous. You don't want to lose, guy. Mike, you just tweeted an extremely smooth transition. Listen, we're doing our best. We're trying to find our footing without our fearless leader, Ben. He does all this stuff. I was going to call it crap, but it's not crap. It's great. Thank you, Dell
Business
Technologies.
Absolutely.
Ben does all of this.
I love Dell.
And Mikey, for that, I'm going to give you a follow from Ben and Woods.
I was talking about Scherzer and the overpay.
Oh, the overpay. Yeah, you're going to have to.
It looks like he's either staying in D.C. or moving to the West Coast, and the West Coast meaning the Padres, the Dodgers, or the Giants.
Well, and all three teams would absolutely benefit from having Max Scherzer.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, he probably pushes both of those other teams into the upper echelon, right? Like contenders. I mean, not just contenders, but like over the edge, right?
Yeah.
You're adding Max Scherzer?
Yeah.
Does he do the same for the Padres?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He absolutely does.
Look, he's not some overhyped bum that like you have to kind of just take a grenade and get him so that the other team doesn't get him or anything like that. Like, you're not going to regret going after a Max Scherzer, are you?
It depends. If you win the World Series, you regret nothing. It literally. I mean, if you win a World Series with Max Scherzer here, he knows. He knows he's going to be. He knows he's being hired as an assassin. He knows. Wherever I go, I'm expected to lead this team to a World Series. I love that. Nobody loves to win as much as that guy does, right? I mean,
he's a lunatic.
He is a lunatic. If he goes to the Dodgers, they are the favorites. If he goes to the Giants, they're going to stay the favorites. If he comes to the Padres, we're the favorites. I really believe that. He is an absolute game changer.
Then I don't know how he's not priority number one.
It's true.
Because if you don't get him, he goes to one of those teams. And you almost assuredly are looking at a one-game playoff.
Yep. Now, if it's Max Scherzer in a one-game playoff, if you're the Padres, you feel okay because you've beaten him twice this year. But you don't want to run that risk.
That would mean you acquire Max Scherzer and you still just the pieces don't all fall together and you're still in a one game playoff. And then, you have him or Darvish.
No. I mean, if you go against him, you're like,
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to go up against him.
No. So, we beat him twice. I'm not worried. I feel like
it's different in the playoffs.
It is different. And he's a different animal altogether. But he's beatable. We know he's beatable. We know he's beatable, but I still want him. I still want him here. But I would like
to avoid facing him.
I'm not going to give up a Cronenworth and a Gore and a Camposano. I mean, I probably won't. I'm probably not. I don't really want to overpay for him. But again, I do want that World Series, and that's the line that it's hard to balance. Like, what are you going to give up? What are you going to give up for a Max Scherzer? You can call in, weigh in if you want. 833-288-0973. Bat, arm, both. What do you want? I know there are more moves to be made. I know we're not done yet.
I know. We're talking about like the lineup for tonight. I'm very interested to see what the lineup looks like on Friday night. Saturday night.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's when we'll know. That's when we have our squad moving forward, pushing towards the playoffs.
Yeah, Julio agrees. He says, if Hosmer's on the bench against a right-handed pitcher, that would tell me something's up. But what the hell do we know? Less than nothing. We know less than nothing, Julio. We on the flagship, less than nothing. The sources that I have, he's in those talks. And again, confirmed by Ken Rosenthal, this morning.
AJ met with the media yesterday. It's not like anybody asked him for specific plans and he just laid everything out to the media, to the entire world, be like, yeah, we're actually aggressively shopping for, so-and-so, and we're hoping to add so-and-so if a deal comes together here in the next couple hours.
He's
holding everything to the vest.
It's tough, man, because, a guy asked me yesterday in a DM, he's like, look, if Hosmer goes, is Manny going to be upset? They're boys from Miami. We know that. They have that connection. But here's the thing. I think they know it's a business, obviously. They're veterans for a reason. I don't think it ruins the clubhouse chemistry if Eric Hosmer goes. Manny's a leader of that team. Tommy Pham's a leader on that team. There's all kinds of different leaders on that team. A lot of them just lead differently, right? And, there were people that loved Austin Hedges' leadership here because he was, he's always the first guy out. Yeah, he's batting .110. He's the first guy out patting a guy on the butt for doing a great job. Yeah, but he's not pulling his weight. And I think you have to look at, is Eric Hosmer pulling his weight? For this team, is he going to help you win a World Series? And the answer, and again, I've been a staunch defender of him. I liked the move when they brought him in, and we've never interviewed him or anything, but I've always liked him. I liked mm-hmm. him when he was in Kansas City, and that's why the best I can say is it will be weird if he goes. Do I think we can be better without him? I do. Both of those things can't be true. I think we could be a better team and a better lineup without him in it.
I mean, talking about tonight, you're probably a better lineup with Cronenworth at first
and Frazier at second. Yeah, you're exactly right.
We don't have the DH, so it's, process of elimination, man.
Now, if he's on the bench and he would, accept some bench role, obviously it's a lot of money to spend, but as Ben always says, it's a sunk cost anyway. But if he... I just wonder what team out there is going to say, man, yeah, we could use that veteran leadership. Maybe a team like the Yankees, maybe a team like the Red Sox, who they need help at first base. And I'm seeing Red Sox fans tweeting oh, man, I'd love to get Hosmer here. That's that reputation.
You think San Diego wants to let him go?
He's that reputation. That's the interesting part, man. It's like I bought in too when I watched the World Series, and I kind of fell in love with him, and I love the way he played the game, and he made some huge plays defensively, at least in that World Series, Paulie. I was like, this is a great move for the Padres.
Our beloved Tier 1 listener, Ryan Cohen, Padres fan number one, I would say. Mm-hmm. He had a really good tweet yesterday that I just thought was interesting. He says, reading a lot about Hosmer in leadership this morning. He was referencing that piece in The Athletic that Ken Rosenthal and Dennis Lynn wrote yesterday. And then Ryan says, Eric Hosmer has the national reputation Manny Machado deserves. Manny Machado has the reputation Eric Hosmer deserves.
I think that's fair. I think
that's incredibly fair.
There is a perception.
Manny's the thug, yep. And Hosmer's the clubhouse leader. And I'm not diminishing the fact that Hosmer is a leader in the clubhouse. I totally believe that. But Manny Machado should be the prime example of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a leader on this team. But I don't know, man. I think, if you have the DH, it's like, all right, everything's a little bit more palatable right now. But, again, a decent July notwithstanding. I mean, if you look at the advanced metrics, and that's what I was saying, is that I wasn't a big fan of those back when they made the move. My guy, I was an eye guy, right? I was like, hey, I'm going to watch what he brings. And I see, a lot of heart and great leadership and clutch hitting and all that. The deep dive into the advanced stats kind of tells you he's literally kind of one of the worst first basemen in baseball right now. And I kind of feel like, man, you've had every shot. You played on some bad teams here. To be sure you did. But you haven't performed up to that contract.
Trying to win a World Series.
Trying to win a World Series. And that's really what it boils down to. Would love to have your thoughts, man. 833-288-0973.
Can I squeeze in a couple calls?
Yeah, do we have some?
Yeah, we got
All right, who do we got?
Believe this is Jeff.
Jeff!
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. So, how are you?
Hey, how do you know that Adams is a trade bait?
Adams.
Austin Adams?
The guy that you guys, they just traded for. Why
Adam
not?
Frazier. Oh, Adam Frazier. Well, so I
flip them.
AJ said that yesterday. We didn't do this with another deal in our pocket. I mean, look, nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me at all that AJ Preller does. I just feel like,
I mean, I'll say it. I had somebody tell me the other day who they know more than I do. At least they said, I wouldn't be surprised if Frazier never suits up for the Padres.
That's wild,
and gets flipped for a bigger deal.
Can you imagine today, like he gets traded to DC or something?
Guy gets off the plane. He's like,
actually, you're going back to Washington. You're going to Washington.
You're
going
to need to go to that terminal right over there.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think that they really like this guy as a player and as a person. I think they really, really like this guy. And I believe he's going to be in the lineup tonight. I'm happy to admit I was wrong tomorrow if Max Scherzer comes back in the deal for an Adam Frazier. That's a, you know, it's a decent question. We haven't seen that, though. We haven't really seen that.
You don't
that.
Typically see it's, that.
We haven't seen that, especially from AJ Preller. Kind of when he has his sights set on somebody, he gets them, brings them in. They find a way to assimilate to the San Diego Padres in the lineup. Any more calls?
Yeah, I believe. This is Mike.
Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I just want to touch on Hosmer. I think if he goes somewhere, he'll go back to the American League.
Yeah.
And you did say Sox and maybe Yankees.
Yep.
I see that really the only thing happening. But I want to focus on Scherzer. I know we're going to have to overpay.
Yes.
But I also know that Scherzer wants an extension before he signs with the club. So my question to you guys is, do you do a two-year deal or maybe three and just see what happens? Because I think his tenacity in the clubhouse for pitchers, the younger guys, would be a great mentor like Dave Stewart used
sure.
to be.
Yeah,
what
I mean,
what do you guys think on that?
I think that's it's always a valid point, and it kind of always gets thrown out like, oh man, he's going to bring so much to the younger guys. I mean, and look, is anybody mad if Max Scherzer is sitting next to Chris Paddock? Like, no, dude, this is how you need to be. You've got the stuff. No. I mean, they all learn from each other. Musgrove talked about it earlier in the year, how much they all, you know, hey, you showed me a different grip on my slider, like. That's what you do, and that's right. Not exclusive to the Padres or Max Scherzer. That's just what you do. You try to learn from the really good pitchers down in your bullpen. Paddock's talked about it all year. You know, Musgrove's taught him a lot. Yep.
And you see those guys all the time.
Yeah, they're always chopping
hanging
it up.
On the rail, talking. I mean, the question, though, is would you sign up for two or three years of Max Scherzer? I mean, are you kidding me? Of course.
He's 37 years old today.
I'd give him a two-year deal. It's not my money.
Yeah, not my money either.
Next year, you're rolling out Darvish, Scherzer, Snell, Clevenger. I mean, but the question I think is, what does an overpay for Scherzer look like? You would ideally want to try to get rid of Hosmer, right? Dump some salary there.
Bro, you're going to have to give up Hassel. You're going to have to give up Campusano, probably. I would say maybe a Ryan Weathers and maybe a guy on the Major League roster. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's absolutely a lot to give up for Max Scherzer, but if he gets you a chip, it's really all that matters.
Doesn't matter.
I really am conflicted. I mean, I'll
they
be
can
honest
blow
with
this
you.
Thing up next year, but if they got one, I think that's all that matters. And I don't think they would blow it up. I'm just saying if that was the option, get one.
Danny tweets in, who do we think the Dodgers and Giants are offering for Scherzer? I saw yesterday on MLB Network they said, oh, Keibert Ruiz for Max Scherzer. Who says no? And I'm like, well, hopefully the Nationals say no to that for their, you know, catching prospect. I hope the Nationals would say, absolutely not. We're going to need a lot more. Give us Josiah Gray and give us Dustin May. You know, really, really an overpay. So we'll see what shakes out today. Coming up next, though, excited to join our beloved Jessica Kleinschmidt, NBC Sports Bay Area. Coming up next right here on Ben and Woods. I'll ask her if I mansplained to her.
Oh, God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.